You're listening to the Matt and Ez Show.
Welcome to the Matt and Ez Show. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ez.
And today we are talking to Connor. He's just a hot guy doing hot things. He's on TikTok at is Mr. Helia Girl. Am I saying that correctly?
Mr. Helia Girl, man. I'm like trying to steal your girl both Heelys, so.
Now I got it. I
love it.
Now.
Wow. Oh, man. I love it. So, you know, it's just one of these things where I'm going through TikTok and I see somebody and then I'm just like, okay, I like their video. I swipe over. I'm like, let me see what else this guy's got. And the next thing you know, like, I've watched every video and I'm like, oh my God. And then I tell each other and we're like, dude, you got to check this guy out. We're always messaging each other back and forth. And then it's like one of these things where you look and then you come back across, you know, you get a notification. Hey, somebody posted a video and you look like a week later and you're like, they just jumped 10,000 followers, right? It's insane. So yeah. Connor, I got to ask you, man, how did you come up with this stuff, man?
Hey, man, you said it earlier. I'm just a hot dude doing hot things. Now, I mean, honestly, so what it was really, it kind of started. So when I was a kid, right, a little younger than I am now, but when I was in, you know, middle school, high school, Heelys were kind of hot. They were fresh. And, you know, I picked them up and I loved them. You know, I was joking around with them in school before, you know, our teachers banned them. But I remember, you know, with everything going on in the world, it started, you know, we got locked down. I've been working from home from my day job. And I remember thinking to myself, man, I'd love to pick up a pair of Heelys again. So, I was, you know, I'm talking to the wife and I'm like, hey, I think I'm going to buy a pair of Heelys. And she looked at me like I was crazy. But I just picked them up and, you know, I'm a goofy guy, basically in my everyday life. So, you know, the music, the moves and all that, I think, you know, combining that with some slick two wheels, I think really did the trick, I guess.
Oh man, that
definitely did.
It's so good. It's so cool. It's so, I mean, literally it's without question, one of the most original things on TikTok. And I love people who do like original content. I mean, So did you buy the Heelys just for fun or did you buy the Heelys because you wanted to get into TikTok?
No, so low key, I had no idea like what TikTok was before I bought the Heelys. So I bought the Heelys just thinking like, yeah, I'm just going to go up and down my street in some wheels for a few days. and then we had some friends over and they're like, man, you should put that on social media. You should be on TikTok. And it's funny when you go, when you scroll through my videos, right? I don't know how many we're up to now, maybe 50, 60, whatever it might be. But when you get to the first few videos, you know, and you go through some of the comments there, you get, you know, people say stuff like, oh man, maybe I went a little too far. And it's really just because I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I'm holding my phone while I'm TikTok, you know, yeah, filming it. So it's right. Funny. Definitely came, you know, the Heelys came before the video, similar, you know, the chicken before the egg conversation. Nice. So,
yeah, wow, that's pretty cool, dude. I kept wondering when I first came across you, and just for you know, our listeners. So, what this is essentially, yeah, the best part too is the music that you choose, right? You always pick like some classic. God, I was just listening like to what was 80, the song?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I mean,
yeah,
so, you know, you got the Titanic theme. You got, you know, like Danger Zone, all that, all those like great, like, you know, the 80s, 90s stuff.
Oh, around. Without a doubt. I tell people all the time, you know, I'm talking with, you know, my friends, family, and just, you know, maybe other businesses that are reaching out. I'm talking to them and they're like, you know, what is it? And I tell people all the time, you know, the Heelys are nice. They're a nice touch. I think it, you know, grabs some attention, but people are there for the tunes, just straight heaters left and right. So that's what they're there for. That and some spandex on a plump man. So
yeah. Well, yeah. So that's it, right? So, I mean, it's great music. All right, you've got a great visual, and then you're bringing back some nostalgia, right, for us who are like I remember those shoes. And those being kind of a weird, quirky, cool thing. You know, they're cool, then they went to weird, then now that you're bringing them back, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't go wrong, combo, man. You can't go wrong with like 80s and 90s music. You know, I think people, especially I'm a millennial, you know, I think millennials kind of are hidden on TikTok. Everyone thinks it's Gen Z, but millennials are there and they're just waiting for some music to relive. Yeah, someone just commented today and they were like, tell me that you didn't, you know, used to hang out in your parents' basement and jam to this. And I was like, I'll do you one better. I used to rollerblade in my cousin's unfinished basement to all of these tunes, you know, the perfect unfinished basement that, you know, has the concrete and you're just slicking and sliding throughout it while you're jamming. So,
yeah,
that's so, that's so awesome. So how many costumes have you bought now? How many costumes have you bought for this?
You know, if this is going out on out to the public, I'm going to go with two just so my wife doesn't, you know, listen in. But so most of the stuff, you know, there's a couple of the funny costumes that I got. You know, I got some Blades of Glory onesie in there. But most of the stuff I find, you know, I go to singing Goodwills or got a Red, White, and Blue, you know, secondhand stores. I just go there and I just search most of the time in the women's aisle. But, you know, I just search and I find some goods.
Nice. Yeah. That's the other element too, right? It's you always have something. It's a costume, and it just when you're out and about though, right? So you got to get up. I mean, and I actually don't really know. So when you do a TikTok video, like, is the music playing while you're doing that, or is it just you're dancing away, or you're doing that, you're hitting the Heelys, and there's no sound? Because I gotta imagine, like, when you're out there in the public, it's gotta be a little bit. You gotta have some balls.
Yeah. It takes the old cojones for sure. Now, so when, like I said, when I first started, I had no idea how to use the app. So really what we were doing is we were filming. I didn't even know you could like delete previous clips. So like if we got to the end of a video and we messed up the last clip, it was either redo the whole thing or just hope for the best. And so when it comes to music, I didn't know you could add music in while you were like recording. So we were just like, I'm trying to time it up, especially my favorite one of this is I do the Dumb and Dumber scene, you know, where Lloyd's coming down on the motorcycle and it's a voiceover, right? And so I'm just guessing when he's about to say stuff, and it worked out pretty well, but man, you know, when you, but no, you can absolutely, you can, you know, work it so that you hear the music. But when you're out in public, I think, you know, as you said it, it's, you can't hear it. Like I'm going down, I live in Pittsburgh, right? I'm down at the Point. There's hundreds of people. You know, you just got to hope for the best and, you know, maybe take a couple takes at it. So
do people, when you're out and about, cause there's definitely you have some, maybe I think you're at like a park or a parker, there's something like a fountain. I mean, do people come up to you and be like, what are you like, you know, what are you doing? Or like, what are the people? Yeah.
All the time, man. The last time we were down at one of the parks, some homeless man came up to me and just started giving me pointers on all my dance moves. And I was like, hey, man, said, appreciate it, brother. I really do. But no, it was funny. The last time we were, you know, the most part, normally I go to just parks and I try to get there early in the morning so that, you know, there's not some creepy, you know, middle-aged guy just on rollerblades at, you know, a local community park. But this last time we went down to, you know, downtown Pittsburgh, there's people on the boats on the river and they're just shouting, right? They're just screaming, either A, loving what I'm doing, or B, just trying to mess me up. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fun either way.
Yeah. Wow. And so your wife films a lot of your videos, I think.
She's my number one, you know, filmographer. She hates it. So, you know, we're getting to the point where, you know, might have to hire a full-time film crew for this bad boy. we've started getting in this process where I'll plan and try and film two or three at a time. And by that third video, you know, I'm a big guy, right? Like I'm 230 pounds. I'm a, you know, a plump guy, and to be rollerblading for, you know, let's say a couple hours straight, you know, I joke with all my buddies, I start to lose all my patience. All of it goes out the window. So if, you know, we mess up a shot or something, I'm, you know, or of course I eat it probably half the times, you know, if I fall right on my caboose here, I'm just sitting there and I'm just freaking out. And so by the end, you know, we're like, let's go get some ice cream.
Yes.
Well, you know, smooth it over.
I can imagine too that you probably, I was going to ask you this later, but I'll ask it now about, cause I'm watching and a lot of it was just the dance moves hitting the Heelys. And then I thought, how is he going to take this up a notch? And then you threw in stairs and then you threw in bottles, right? And then you've got like all these, like we're going to jump over bot. I'm just like this. Okay. He's actually taking it up a notch. It made me think like you're on America's Got Talent, right? And Simon said to you, hey, that was a great first round, but what are you going to do to elevate it to continue on to the competition? And I was just like, he did. He totally went for it.
Yeah, so. No, I'll tell you that it's funny because some of the stuff that looks super difficult in these things, one, I got to, you know, toss out the disclaimer. I have people all the time saying like, oh, I just bought my first pair of Heelys, and then they get them and they DM me back and they're like, how do you walk in these things? Like, context, you cannot walk in them. It feels like you're walking on your tiptoes maybe all day. Mm-hmm. And so you just don't walk in them. You pull out the wheels or whatever. But it's funny because you see these tricks, right? You see these, you know, goofy moves. And the ones that look difficult, a lot of times aren't. It's the stuff that, like, where I'm, like, laying on my side on a park bench, like, where I'm, like, almost falling. Those are the things that get me the most, where I'm just, right. like, you know, the stuff that looks so simple, like a little jump and a spin, like, those right. are the things where I just eat it. And it is, you know, it's definitely a sight when the public's around. They eat it up, so.
Nice. So great. It's just, I love it. I just love it. And, you know, sometimes I'm watching and I'm thinking, man, how, yeah, as I said, with you stepping up, sometimes I watch and I'm just like, man, I mean, eventually you feel like, well, you would have, you'd be just kind of doing the same thing over and over again. But then I just watch and I'm just like, but then there's endless amounts of songs. So it's just like, you're never going to run out of content.
That's what I mean, man. People are there for the music and, you know, the goofiness, there to just kind of, you know, unplug from what's going on in the world, what's going on in their daily lives. They just want 15 seconds of Mr. Heal Your Girl being an idiot. And honestly, I can do that all day, baby. I got that. So.
Oh God, that is exactly what they want. And that is great. And that is why you're on there. And people are just like, yeah, I'm going to hit. Because you got to hit that like button. You got to share it with somebody. You got to follow this guy because we want more of this guy doing this stuff. And yeah, I think it's great. Like I heard Matt talking about you and then he sent me one or two and I was like, okay. And then I finally just went to your page and just got my, you know, a full just, good half hour, 45 minutes, which is a lot, by the way. I was just, and some of those you're rewatching. Oh, yeah. You're rewatching. I'm like, man, dude, this guy's.
Yeah, you got to really catch every move, right? You got to catch it. I used to make my wife, we'd say, especially when I first started out and I'd have, you know, 10 views on a video, 100 views on a video. I'd make my wife sit and I'd make her because I love watching them. Like, I'm not one of those people that are like, once it's done, I don't. Like, I watch my own videos because I legit think it's hilarious. So I'll That's just funny. Sit there and I'll make, you know, we'll sit there and be like, all right, we got to watch through, you know, oh man, this one's my favorite. Let's take a look at this. And it's just a funny time.
Yeah, it's what you gotta do. You gotta love the content. Yep. Love the content you create. So, and speaking about that, like, so when you what was the growth like as you're doing this, where you're started to be like, wow, these numbers are just like taking off.
Yeah. So I you know, I don't want to say I got lucky, right? But when I first started, first couple of videos, like I said, I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know how to use the app. I'm like, you know, holding in the air. Those did okay, right? A couple hundred views, and then. I remember I was visiting a couple buddies down in Virginia and, you know, we went to the park and it was St. Elmo's Fire, which is just a pure heater. And we decided to use that song for a video. And I remember I got back to his place 5 minutes later and it had, you know, 3,000 views on it or something. And at the time I thought 3,000 was just like, I'm never topping that. That's, you know, 3,000. I don't even have that many friends anywhere. You know, I couldn't even, people wouldn't even know my name. 3,000 people wouldn't even know my name. And so that one did well. And then like from there, you know, you got a taste of it. And my goal was right. I just got to get to that again, do a little bit better. And so then I just started really trying, really learning the app. So I was learning how to film, how to edit some of these things to make it look a little cleaner. And then, you know, I have my buddies, I have a twin brother who, you know, made a cameo in one of the videos, but he's sending me good songs, right? Like, oh man, you know, find some good songs to put in here. And I'd say, you know, really took off, really, really took off was a video I did. And then, you know, it's Rain and Men where I, you know, decided to pour a bucket of water on myself in a white t-shirt. That, right. That video, you know, kind of catapulted because I remember, I had this idea running through my head that I need to do something like this, right? It's Raining Men, a bucket of water. And I remember I woke up, it was like maybe 7 a.m. or something, 6:30. And I remember I wake up my wife because I realize it's thunderstorming outside. I'm like, you know, hey, babe, you got to get up. It's time. And she's like, if you wake me up, I'm going to, I was like, no, it's worth it. I promise. So I put on my chubby shorts, you know, the 5-inch seams. I put on a white shirt. We go out and we film it, and that was, you know, maybe 8 in the morning we got it posted. And within like an hour, it had 10,000 views or something like that. And then within a day, it had 100,000. And then, you know, it got up to, you know, 500,000, something like that. And from there, you know, once you just find that good video, since then, you know, the growth has been, I'm growing probably, you know, again, this is all because my, you know, the awesome fans out there, awesome followers, but 1,000 to 2,000 a day is probably the growth we're seeing right now in followers. And if we don't, you know, I remember when I got 1,000 views on a video and I'm cheesing about it. And now, you know, if I get under 10, I'm, you know, I'm pissed off. I'm talking about, like, I was like, how did that flop? How did, you know, that was gold. I took, you know, so it's awesome. It's been a crazy ride for sure.
Wow, that is nuts, man. Just to hear that many, yeah, to go from like you get like 5, 10, you're like, wow, this is freaking crazy. You get 50, and then next thing you know, you're wanting more and more. But dude, you should though. I mean, I'm glad you get that one that does just catapult you, because then people come in and they go, holy crap, there's more of this, man. There's more of this. There's tons more. Because I kind of think some of the other ones that you do are just as good as that one, if not maybe even better, you know. But that's the one
I'm with you. You know, I thought that one was good, right? I have some that, you know, from, you know, earlier on that I thought were just like amazing, right? And they didn't take off. But that's where, you know, I'm talking to a couple people right now and a couple other, you know, content creators, and that's where TikTok, you know, who knows what's going to happen with it, but that's where it really separates itself from some of these other social media platforms. Like, the For You page on TikTok is like the best social media algorithm, like, process or plan that there is, right? There's no other app that, you know, you can post something and get millions of people, you know, like that. It, you know, TikTok is really good about that. So it's been a blessing, and it's just been awesome. It's been a fun ride. You know, I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can, but it's definitely been, you know, it's been fun.
Yeah. So are you, do you plan it out, or do you just gonna be like, maybe I just got to film something today? I mean, it sounds like you get your family involved too. So how's that kind of go?
Yeah. Let me ask you, Matt, does it look like I plan these things out?
Well, it sounds like you got some, you got some in mind and some, you know.
No, I mean, I wish I could show you guys like my app, because it's hilarious. So, you know, you got your drafts, right? And my drafts, I probably have 40 drafts or something like that on my phone right now. And all they are songs and then one sentence with what it is. So like It's Raining Men, right? It just had It's Raining Men song, and it just said bucket of water. And then I had, you know, the video I did this morning, it was like move your feet and then said rip off your pants. Like, it's just it's just stuff like that, right? And so I give myself one sentence and one song, and then as I'm there, you know, I start planning like to just try and coordinate it with the music. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of people like, oh man, who does, you know, this choreography is crazy. And it's like, I mean, it's not crazy. I'm literally doing the same, you know, the same four moves just in a couple different angles. But no, it's funny because people ask that all the time. Like, yeah, are you planning these out? And I just tell them, you know, the only thing I'm planning out, like, I'm a big, you know, old school music guy, right? I love the 80s. I love the 90s music. And when it comes to that, you know, I just find the perfect heater song that I know if I play it in your ear, you're going to be like, man, I missed that song. And then from there, that's, you know, the rest takes over.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's like an interesting, Matt's always kind of told me that, like, it didn't even dawn on me that on this app you can actually use this, like, you know, other people's music, like real popular hit songs. And I'm like, yeah, you can't do that anywhere else without it getting like flagged, hit, or taken down or whatever. And so that kind of does help catapult people, I think, because there's that extra layer that's like, really like, oh, I love that song.
I mean, TikTok, you know, I'm sure that they have some license agreements and stuff that make it great for that, you know, because what's like to that point, right? You know, I'll post a awesome video that I love, and I post it up on TikTok, and then if I try to post the same video on Instagram, it gets pulled down due to, you know, music copyright issues. So it's extremely cool, because I think music, you know, it does such a good job at, you know, connecting people, you know, because, you know, we might not have anything alike, right? But we might both just jam to, you know, some Valerie by Steve Winwood. We might just love it, right? And so that's why I think it does, you know, combines both of those. It lets you still be creative in your own sense, but puts, you know, something that's familiar there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think as you said, it's the For You page, in that it just feeds your content to everybody, and the ability to use licensed music is just more and more what I'm seeing as just like such of the strengths of TikTok, in that you only need 15 seconds. You only have to be,
that's
know,
it.
Like, you can literally make one joke and boom, you're good. You don't, you know, like with YouTube and some of these other things, it's like, you know, YouTube, my God, we got flagged the other day, for, you know, someone, one of our other podcasts that of music we created, and it got flagged for, you know,
it's ours,
copyright. It's like,
who's flagging it?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, man, the FYP, like, we jokingly call it, it's a black hole, right? Like, you can get on that bad boy for 2 hours and forget that you were there, right? You know, it's like, and then sometimes you just wind up on, like, the dark sides of TikTok where you're just like, how did I get to this spot right now? Like, what did I put in this app that, you know, brought up, you know, some crazy sport like alligator wrestling, right? Like, I don't know, like, but I love it, right? I'm gonna watch all 15 seconds of it,
right?
But it is awesome that, you know, TikTok does that. It's, you know, it can be dangerous in that sense. You know, you can fall into the, you know, the TikTok slump where you're there for a few hours and, you know, you thought you were there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, apparently there's a guy, if you scroll too much, that tells you, hey, you should take a break. I haven't seen him, but
I've seen him. Yeah, I've seen that guy.
Oh, I got him too. You know, yeah. I got to call out too. I'm a little parched, so I got my 100-ounce mug here.
There we go. There it is.
I don't go anywhere without it, so I like to call it out.
Oh, that's awesome. Dude, that is so cool. Man. The scrolling issue. Oh my God. That was a problem for me for quite a bit. There's actually two guys, and I haven't told Matt this yet. So we talked about the one guy who pops up, but there's actually a second guy who's more calm. And if it's like late at night, he's kind of telling you like, oh, hey, it's late at night. You should be, you know, considering sleep and stuff. Like, they know that it's late for me and that I should be sleeping. And I'm like, TikTok knows way too much.
It knows, man. That's why they're freaking out about it.
Oh, yeah, man, China's stealing your information, right? They know when you're going to bed. And I jokingly tell people, I mean, maybe I'm a little too lax, but I'm like, yeah, man, if China wants to steal my identity and take my student loans, let them have
Amen.
That $30,000 of debt is theirs, I promise.
Yeah,
you know, it's cool. They get to know that I would like to wear, you know, Blades of Glory, you know, unitards. That's fine. Mm-hmm, it's not a big miss out, but no.
Right.
Have at it. I mean, hey, man, hopefully there starts being some TikTok money being made. Okay, that's the real thing.
Do you ever do any of those, like, I know some creators go like live and they chat with people. Do you ever do that on your account?
I'm not gonna lie, I need to, right? Like, that's one thing that, you know, I love talking to people, I love interacting with people, but, you know, I just haven't done it yet, solely because I'm like thinking to myself, like, who wants to talk to, you know, a slightly overweight dude on wheels? Like, who wants to, like, live chat? But no, I mean, I keep hearing it. I keep, you know, my followers are like, yo, get on. And so I got to do it. I think I'm going to plan to do it, you know, when I go back downtown and, you know, I'm filming with, you know, hundreds of people around me. I keep getting people saying they want to get in the video down. So we'll probably, you know, here in the next, you know, maybe week or two, we'll get on live for sure. Because it's just one more way for people to interact with, you know, somebody that they've never met before. Because I'll never call myself a celebrity, right? It doesn't matter if I get a million subscribers. You know, I'm not. So they can chat with somebody they've never met, and so I definitely need to, definitely have to. Because, you know, some of the live chats that, you know, I'm as much a content creator on TikTok as I am a user. I love it, right? I use it all the time, so I'm on live chats all the time, checking out, you know, various TikTokers that I love, and I'm definitely, you know, doing that. So I got to return the favor for sure.
Who do you follow on TikTok? Who's some of your people?
I mean, so if I'm just calling, I'll give you guys a couple small ones, and then I'll give you obviously, you know, some big ones. But if I'm calling out people, like, some OGs that, you know, we started connecting from the beginning. Like, it didn't matter if I had 100 followers and these guys, you know, shot me a message. Lou Balance, I don't know if you follow him.
I'm 100% sure that's how I got to you. I've sent you a couple. Lou Balance is, he's the guy that he does a lot of songs with the Call on Me. And he's got he's got the afro, and he's like drinking White Claw.
Got some, some Pit Vipers.
It's like him and his buddy, and they have like a beach house or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Lou Balance guy. Like, we've been talking actually probably the last few weeks. about collaborating together. So like he lives, you know, a little bit of ways from me. So we're like, yo, let's meet up halfway. So it's happening. You know, you heard it here first on the Matt and Easy show. Lou Balance and Mr. Heel Euro are going to be getting together. We're going to be sending some heat waves.
Now we got to hit him up and say, hey, we talked to Mr. Healy Girl on our podcast, and he said he's collaborating.
Awesome. Yeah, he's awesome. He would definitely. So yeah, Lou Balance is definitely one of them. Another, this is a low key guy. You know, a lot of people aren't, you know, privy to my man, but A Bunch of Poop. I literally die from A Bunch of Poop. My man, all he does is film videos of him taking poops. That's it.
I gotta pull this up.
You gotta pull him up. He just wears a Batman mask. And it's just him pooping. And it's crazy, dudes. I'm telling you, it's the best content on TikTok.
A Bunch of Poop is what it's called?
A Bunch of Poop, spelled out, you know, no spaces. And so he's, me and him, you know, we've been talking, and you know, I think he has like, I had maybe 1,000 followers at the time. He had like 60,000 or something. And he was talking to me.
Oh my God.
I just gave you the gold mine. So make sure you share this guy.
I got it.
Unreal.
That's my boy. I'm telling you, shout out to A Bunch of Poop. He is literally an OG, man. He is
we'll have to hit him up, but he might, what if we hit him up as, and he's like, yeah, I'll do it, and then he interviews us on the
So you guys asked about live streaming, right? The first live stream I ever watched on TikTok, because I just thought it was kind of, you know, weird, was A Bunch of Poop. He literally took a poop live stream, and I was like, all right. I said, that's it. That did it for me. That's all I needed to know that I now need to live stream. So, and it's funny because sometimes you'll see, you know, it doesn't matter how many followers you have. Like when someone's live streaming, you'll see like 14 people in a chat, and he had something, you know, like 300 in his chat, and I was just like, heck yeah, this is it. So those are my two like low key guys. And then I would, you know, obviously, I don't know if you guys have checked him out. He's been all over the internet. He actually went on America's Got Talent, but James Makes Music is another Healy guy. He is awesome. He does some great stuff. And he's, you know, he's the OG Healy guy, you know, and I always shout him out. He's the GOAT, right? So those three guys I love. And then if I were to, you know, go upstream, right, go to some people, Two-Turnt Tony, I think is hilarious. I think that, you know, him and his ducks have to be some of the funniest stuff. And then Call Me Chris. I think she just does voiceovers. I remember I watched her and she had something like, you know, 40,000 followers. And then I kid you not, in like 3 days, she had 1 million. And then in 4 days, she had 2 million. So she's just so, I could see her, you know, just being on like Saturday Night Live. Like she's really funny. So, but those are my people right there for sure.
So you mentioned one, I didn't know who he was until you said the ducks or whatever, and then I went and looked. So Two-Turnt Tony, I had no idea. This, I can't put like names to like fit. Now I've seen this guy, he's come across, you know, multiple times.
He's just funny. He reminds, and like people, you know, I'm sure like the ladies flock to him. He's got the six pack. He's, you know, I got to stop with the six pack though, right? Like I try and tell people this all the time, like muffin tops are in, gentlemen. And I always, come on. I tell people all the time, I'm going to preach right now for a second.
Come on.
When you're eating a muffin, tell me right now the part that you like the most. Are you going to like take the top off and you're just going to eat the crumbly bottom? Like that's perfectly cylindrical? No, you're going to eat the muffin top. So, so you know, I'm sure the ladies like him for that. But why I like Two-Turnt Tony is 100% because his mom's just insane. And that's like my mom growing up. Like I remember I would just do, me and my brother do stupid stuff, and we'd just see like a glass thrown at our head. So it's like all that just gets me there. So, and of course the ducks are cute.
Right. Yeah. I was like, wow, I've seen that guy before. You know, you bring somebody up and you're like, it's not somebody who I followed, but I was like, wow, there he is. And yeah, his mom's freaking nuts.
Literally insane.
Which is great. Yeah. Wow, dude, that's some good shout outs.
It is, man.
I am
I'm super intrigued by the you and the Lou Balance creator, because I love that guy, and I've just binge watched him. And then the guy, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but the guy that he does a lot of videos with, I follow him.
Kavandrum. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Kavandrum. I think like those two dudes are just funny guys, right? Like they, I think like if I just met him in public, like we would just be best friends to start.
Yeah.
And so we're pumped to, you know, we, like I said, we've been talking, and And, you know, he's just a funny guy. So it's, but it's great that I'm sure that that's how you got to my page. Like, yeah, it's just through him. So,
dude, I'm just seeing a future collaboration with you and a bunch of poop. And it's like, you guys got like a toilet on wheels, right? And he just comes
just get a porta potty. Just get a rolling porta potty. Like, just like,
holy. I'm telling you, he reached, so we were going to collaborate, right? Like, he was coming up my way and he was like, he's like, hey, I might be up your way. I want, you know, let's do something. And I remember, like, my wife's just reading over my shoulder, like, me. She's like, what are you going to do, Connor, with a bunch of, I was like, I don't care what I'm going to do, but we're going to do it. And then we ended, it didn't happen. He ended up coming a little south. Like, people think, like, Pittsburgh. Like, oh, with, if I'm within 3 hours, that's Pittsburgh, you know, and it's not the case, right? So, so it didn't happen. But, you know, if he watches this, you know, a bunch of poop, we're doing it, man. You know, we'll get some portable wheels on a porta potty, so.
Dang, man, that would be one for the, I mean, that could be viral real fast.
Real fast.
But to that point, right there, like, there's good viral and bad viral. That might slip to the bad viral, but hey, you know, all press is good press, so.
Yeah.
So how is it, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about the growth, but like, how crazy is it? I mean, well, I mean, obviously we're in 2020 and, you know, thinking about 6 months ago is like, whew, real crazy. But like, how crazy is it thinking like 6 months ago, like, you know, not really big social media presence, and now, you know, you have like 50,000 followers. Like, how is that like going?
Hey, Matt, let's correct yourself. It's 75,000 followers.
Hey, man. I don't want to shortchange you, but.
All right, I'm not counting, but maybe I am. No.
Right.
Honestly, you know, I don't like feel any different, right? Like, I'm still doing everything that I would do if I had 1,000 followers. The only difference now that I feel is like, you know, a bunch of sponsorships trying to reach out and hit me up. And I remember when, like, the first person hit me up and they were like, yo, if we send you a free t-shirt, will you wear it in a video? And I was like, hell yeah, I'll wear it in a video. Like, yeah. And like, I just fell back into my college days where like free clothing was almost like the coolest thing in the entire world. And so I remember getting that. And so that's the only difference, right? But outside of that, it's like, I'm just still trying to do everything I would be doing, you know, back in the day too. So the only difference is maybe I know how to use the app a little bit better, but I still haven't felt like, oh man, I got, you know, a huge following, right? Like, I think when I talk to people like you two, you know, it gets brought up a little bit in my head, but you know, it doesn't feel crazy different to me. So, you know, maybe if I make $1 million from it, maybe then, but you know, until that point, it's, you know, I'm just doing it 'cause I like to do it.
Yeah. I think you'll be surprised when you get in those lives. First of all, first time you go live, I'm going to be notified about it, and I'm hopping in there now. And we're gonna blow that live up, man. We're going to go crazy. It's going to be freaking epic. Like, and if you take people to where you're doing stuff too, I think that'd be kind of cool if they got to kind of see like almost like a behind the scenes thing, or you're just even after you finished filming something, you hop on the app and then you just, you know, kind of go live there.
That's what we're thinking, right? That's a, you know, solid idea. But I will tell you afterwards, like, you know, we try to hide it pretty well in those videos, but gosh dang, boys, I've said it, I'll say it again, I'm a large dude on wheels, right? So yeah. I'm like dripping in sweat. You know, people think the sweatbands are like funny, right? Like, they're not funny, they're to literally keep sweat out of my eyes. That's definitely on the docket, so I'll look forward to you guys joining, but I'm pumped for it. You know, it's something we got to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, have you been recognized? Yeah, like going since you've been out yet? Have you, as now that you're like, when you're
so no one has, yeah, right. So no one has, I think now the people, nobody knew. I like a couple people would comment like, "Oh, is that Pittsburgh?" like, cuz I would just be doing it in like streets or parks. But like the last few videos I did, I did down at like a very, you know, visible place when it comes to Pittsburgh. So I think now that people like are on the Pittsburgh train, you know, Pittsburgh proud, it's a thing, 412 baby. But now that they know that, I think that it might happen a little more. The things that have happened to me that kind of blow my mind a little bit, and you know, it's a little scary, but is I'll just be filming a video or something like that, and then 3 days later in my Instagram DMs, I'll get like someone filming me from like 20 yards away. They'll be like, we thought it was you, we weren't sure. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a little weird. You should have just came and said hi, but you know, that's cool too.
Wow.
I had someone like DM me and he's like, It's like, yo, I saw you filming at the park, and then you popped up on my FYP. You want to come get a beer at my place? And I'm like, I'll meet you somewhere in public, my dude. But I don't know. I don't know if I'll come to your place. So, right. But stuff yeah. like that, like little things, right? But I think now that maybe, you know, the bag is out and I'm in Pittsburgh, that might do it. So.
All right. Now, here's something. So your wife comes, films these until we get the film crew. Once we get the film crew, she's... So I guess at that point, does she then transition over to a content creator as well? Is she also going to be getting like the heat? I mean, what's the plan there? You know?
Yeah. So some of like the best ideas I've had definitely like have been her, right? So one of my, if I'm like, you know, ordering some of my top favorite videos I've made of myself, which obviously I do because I love my content.
Yep. Yep.
I need a hero and by Bonnie Taylor, and it's when I'm up on the bench and I give like the hip thrust and then jump down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One, that's maybe the greatest choreography I've ever done in my entire life. That could be in a Footloose movie. Right. But Footloose 3, you heard it here first. But I think that, you know, she came up with that move and she'll tell every single person she knows that she came up with that move. So random things, like she never really tells me exactly what to do, but if something strikes her, she's all about it. And then whenever it does blow up, she'll be the first to say that it was her. So,
take that
so,
credit. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. One of the funnier earlier ones was, you know, the flip the switch thing where I'm wearing like, if you haven't seen, you got to check it out. I'm wearing like an American Eagle shirt and she has an American Eagle dress. And so obviously we switch clothes. And so getting her in a video there was, you know, a doozy of a toozy for sure. And, yeah. But she loved it. So we'll see, who knows, maybe, you know, if we get the film crew, maybe a Mr. Heal Your Boy will be a new channel coming out. Uh-huh. So.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm hoping for the film crew, man. I think you need it. I think it's a big production. It's gotta
be, man.
It's gotta go next level, man.
I think before the film crew, I'm just going to get a personal fanner, which is like somebody who's just literally fanning me off. Like, so that's probably first. But then after that, for sure, without a doubt, we'll get the film crew.
Oh, nice. Man.
Oh, so good. So good. All right. Well, hey, man, we got to talk a little bit about Pittsburgh because that's where you're from. And I got to say, you know, just, you know, I'm a lifelong Steelers fan myself. Ez and I are from Central Ohio. When we were growing up, the Browns didn't exist for that bit of time, right? They were gone.
Do I need to step out of this conversation?
I myself can't root for a team that has kitty cat stripes on their helmets. Ez might be a little bit of a different story. So
hey.
All I'm saying is I'm ready for the Big Ben revenge tour coming this NFL season.
Hey, man, I think I'm like the stereotypical Pittsburgher in the sense that, you know, I'm a Big Ben fan for sure, right? I think he is going to come in and blow it up. But as soon as he makes that first interception, I'm going to call him Big Bum for the next 3 hours. So I'm, you know, like, I've season tickets to the Steelers. So like I live for it. Like me and my brother, we go to every game. And so I can't wait. I will say that, you know, We'll see what happens. I mean, he's getting up there. So yeah. And by no means do we have the next, you know, Mason Rudolph didn't show it for me. And, you know, as cool as Duck was, he's not going to be an NFL quarterback, you know, starting quarterback anytime soon. So we'll see what happens. The defense, though, that's I'm excited. My next big Steeler thing is going to be, you know, how much is TJ Watt getting paid? So that I'm excited to see how much my man pulls in because he's earned it in every single sense of it. So I'm pumped for that.
I love talking sports. I never really get to talk sports. Last year, everybody said, oh, trading for Minkah Fitzpatrick is a dumb idea. And I was like, no, it's not. It's an amazing idea.
Bro, I said from day one it was an amazing trade. I said from day one. I remember going into work and my buddy was like telling me how dumb it was. I'm like, you're dumb, dude. He was like a top 15 round draft pick literally 3 months ago. Like, get over it.
And he literally could have – I mean, he should have been defensive player of the year. I mean, that's like So
yeah, he's next level. I can talk sports all day too.
I like Joe Burrow. I mean, he was a former Buckeye, but I'm feeling bad for him that first game in Pittsburgh, man.
Guys,
he's gonna get bungled, man. He's gonna get bungled like the rest of them. Like, everybody knows it's gonna happen. Like, it's just a bummer that it had to happen to the guy because he seems like a nice enough kid. I don't know. It's tough saying kid, right? Like, do you ever think about that? Yes. My wife tells me this. So my wife, I will tell you, we love each other. She loves me. I love, but she likes to tell me all the time, like, stuff like, did you know that you're the same age as Le'Veon Bell? And have you seen him? I'm like, oh, thanks, wife. Like, I really, yeah, yes, right. I do know that I'm the same. Did you know Joe Burrows is literally 7 years younger? Like, oh, man, I didn't know that. So I'm glad to know that he's a millionaire and I'm not. So,
right, yeah.
But she slips those in for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, it's one of the things, you know, it's like, hey, we were in high school when LeBron was in high school, and he not that far from where we're at in Ohio. And I just think, like, my God, you know, like,
what were we doing?
What are we doing?
So some people are just blessed, right? Like, with the athletic ability, like, on the LeBron note, right? Like, you got LeBron James, right? The man was going to be just unbelievable. But then you have – I'm not a big basketball guy. Obviously, Pittsburgh, you know, we don't even have a professional, you know, basketball team. But what's my man's name that literally the only reason he's a famous, like, reporter is because he reported on LeBron's high school career? Like, I think it's, like, Wojnarowski or something like that. He's literally on ESPN all the time. And the only reason he's famous is because he was, like, a high school sports writer that wrote about LeBron James. And then he just followed him through his whole career. Now he's a famous ESPN analyst. So, like, that's where we messed up, gentlemen. Like, we didn't mess up because, I mean, I'm looking around right now. I might have been a D1 athlete in a different life, but, you know, maybe not you guys.
I mean, I would say you're a professional athlete right now because you're doing something athletic.
Right.
You know, I don't see a lot of other people. You know, I'm just saying, I think it's fair to say.
That's fair. That's what my Instagram says as well. So when you check out, you know, you had to choose, like, why you're important. And I definitely chose athlete for that one. So without a doubt.
Nice.
Oh, that's funny.
So, and are people in Pittsburgh, are they, for basketball, are they, I guess, are they 76ers fans, or do you have Cavs fans, or?
They're just not professional, you know, basketball fans. Dude. Nobody cares about professional basketball.
Just don't care.
I mean, I'm sure, like, you got some people, some jabronis that like the Cavaliers and stuff like that. But, you know, if you don't, you know, University of Pitt, whenever, you know, Jamie Dixon was there, maybe. But now they're just a bunch of nobodies that people
back
just
in the
transfer
80s when Dan Marino was there. I mean,
So, I mean, but otherwise, I'd say, you know, it's definitely, you got, like, you know, your three sports, right? You got your football, you got the Steelers. You got the Pens in hockey, and then you got the Buccas. And, you know, don't sleep on the Buccas. The thing is they're never going to win, you know, a World Series. That's not going to happen. But you know what they are going to do? They're going to continue to offer you tickets for $3 a piece. So you get to go watch a professional sports game for $3, and then they offer, like, high school specials, right? You know how people, like, get people to high school games by offering, like, dollar dog night? The Pirates offer that. So I'm going to go to a professional sports game and get a dollar hot dog and a dollar beer. I'll take that all day.
Absolutely.
Hey, man. Absolutely. Hey, that's a good call.
There you go. See, in Columbus, you know, you have Buckeyes games, which is, like, you know, the end all be all of everything. And we have an NHL team, and it's like, nobody cares.
I mean,
nobody cares.
Like, who are the Blue Jackets? Like, nobody even knows. So
exactly. It's the Buckeyes and literally nothing.
But
else.
There is that whole sell, and, like, the I've gone to those games. Why? Because they had cheap dogs, and they were giving college kids like $5-$10 tickets.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's
go to the crew games. We got a soccer team. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a semi-pro soccer team, right? Like the Riverhounds, baby. I'm a Riverhounds fanatic. They do dollar beers every single day before a game. So you go and you bring in a $20 bill, you get 17 beers, and you're a good tipper on top of it. Like,
right.
What? Like, right. All right, deal.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it makes you look good, doesn't it?
That's awesome. Yeah,
like, oh, man, I just almost gave 20%. Like, I'm a generous man right now.
Oh, that's so good. All right, so if we go to Pittsburgh, what's the places we need to hit up for food?
Food. Oh, man. So again, I'm a large man. So I like shout out to my boys, Brighton Hot Dog Shop, 100-ounce mugs. If you're not getting a Brighton hot dog, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's epic.
But outside of Brighton Hot Dog Shop, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, if I'm going to a nicer place anywhere down on the strip, I love Luke Woolley's. Like, they're real good. So that's like seafood, right? I'm also a big, if you're a wings guy, Big Shot Bob's has the best wings in the city. So, those are unbelievable. You got to go to the OGs though. So you got to go to like Avalon. I think there's two OG shops, that differ. And then if I'm looking for pizza, Frank's Buffalo Chicken, baby. Oh my goodness, it is the greatest thing in the world. And maybe wow. I've eaten a little too much of it, but those are my three. I could eat at the Brighton Hot Dog Shop, gentlemen, every single day. Every day.
I could. Dude, I love a good hot dog.
These aren't even that good, just to be clear. Like, they're okay hot dogs. Right. But it's just like, but it's just the feeling that you get while you're there. Like, they have cheese that doesn't need refrigerated. Like, that's the cheese I'm looking for, right? Like,
oh man, dude, that pizza sounded like it would tear me up though. What was that,
Frank's Buffalo Chicken? You think it'd tear you up, but it doesn't, man. They make some homemade ranch as well. It's perfect.
Oh, that'll come. Okay.
It literally, it's, you know, the fire and ice, baby. Yeah. The Blades of Glory. So
I got you. That's what I would need, that ranch. As long as they got a solid ranch, I can kind of coat it in. We'll be good. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, all right. Connor, Mr. Healy Girl, thank you for coming on, man. Where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, man, you said it, right? Mr. Healy Girl, check me out on Instagram. Definitely hit me up there, especially if TikTok goes away. You got to follow on Instagram. That's going to be, you know, I think they just launched Reels, which is something similar to TikTok's platform. So don't worry, the content's always going to be there. And then definitely give me a follow on TikTok. So Mr. Healy Girl, you can find some great tunes, a great looking dude. You know, we already said at the beginning of the show, I'm just a hot dude doing hot things, right? And so Instagram, TikTok, who knows, maybe we'll get on the old Twitter sooner or later, but definitely give a follow, definitely give a like, and then comment. You know, I love talking. One of the big things that I do on all social media is I just try to interact with all my fans. So if you want to, you know, give a comment, it'll probably be something ridiculous that I comment back, but I try to do my best. So I appreciate it, guys. And then keep an eye out for the live video. That's got to come in the next week or so.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm hoping, man. I'm going to be checking, like, I got the notifications on. I'm going to be on the daily. You know, you go to following, you swipe up, you see, you know, who am I following, who's going live. So I better see you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. All right. Hey, we will definitely have you back on the show at some point. Stay tuned for that collab. You know, we heard it here first with Lou Balance. So we're staying tuned for that. So, all right, guys, hey, if you enjoyed the show, you know, go ahead, give us a review on iTunes, subscribe to our YouTube channel, send us an email at thematandezshow@gmail.com. I'm Matt, he's Ez, and we're signing off.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.